Hi guys, this is Gracie and this is one of the episodes of Everyday Meme. Yeah, this is 26th March 2020 in Nigeria, and we are all shutting down from our businesses and activities on a regular. Wow, I've not even had the whole day. It's just past one, let's say to two already, and I've not finished the whole day at home. I'm already bored. It means my business is part of me, my daily activity is part of me as well. So that's to say, we need COVID-19 to leave our country. Too bad we have a country that things are not properly organized, the youth are not being heard, and that's a factor that we need to consider right now after this scenario, after this pandemic period where everyone is just at home doing nothing. I think it's time for the youth to be heard. I said I was gonna draw a campaign where youths are gonna speak their mind. Still don't know how I'm gonna go through with that, but I'll figure out a way once I get internet, enough internet for the week. I don't know what's happening to my network provider. It's a bit annoying today, so I don't want to believe they are shut down as well, but it's all right, we're still managing with the little we have. So at the moment right now, all I'm doing is trying to see if I can boost my product online, add more products. There are some new products that came in from some of my suppliers. I need to post them online, stay active, pray for people that already have the coronavirus issue. It's happening all over the globe, it's happening everywhere right now, and the panic is way, way too high. We're not so sure we're gonna shut down, but we are shutting down. In fact, we have shut down already. Like, businesses is, they're down. I could barely hear the bus moving around from here. On a regular, it should be very noisy. So I don't know, but it's a bit scary, and we are trying our best. The government say they are trying their best, we believe they are trying their best, and we pray to God for strength, knowledge and understanding as well. So I'm gonna be doing for the everyday for the next 1 week. They said 1 week in Lagos, because I reside in Lagos, so Lagos, Nigeria. So we're gonna be home for 1 week. So let's see how it goes. I'll keep you guys updated for the next 1 week. And